Hello, everyone. Welcome to How Not to K-Pop. I'm Sean. Henry's on the other end.
How's it going, guys?
How are you, Henry?
I am doing very well. It has been a little while. And what about you, Sean?
Yeah, I'm doing good tonight. I'm feeling good. I see you've been watching some TV.
Yes, I have. So I've binged all 9 episodes of WandaVision. So I believe it's the start of Phase 4 for the
MCU.
So I'm not going to spoil anything about it. It's definitely something I recommend you guys watch it if you want to keep up with the MCU. But WandaVision, let's see, it's a sitcom. But see, when I don't normally watch sitcoms because it's just a comedy during situational periods. That's why it's a sitcom. However, when I watch WandaVision, not only do you already know about the history of Wanda and Vision, there's something eerily off about the show itself, about the episodes, and about the situations that Wanda and Vision are in. And that creates a lot of intrigue. So that was very interesting. It's also a unique way that they chose to build the characters of Wanda and Vision. I mean, if you guys haven't watched Endgame or Infinity War, you would know that, well, spoilers, for those two movies, all right? Vision is technically dead. And Wanda had always been known in the comics to be Scarlet Witch, but for some reason she was never called Scarlet Witch in the MCU. So I guess this is something you can tell that, oh, I guess this series will just be about Wanda becoming Scarlet Witch, which you're not wrong, but you don't know how she becomes it. And that's what's special about this series. You learn about how she becomes it. This is character building, all right? Character progression for Wanda, for Vision, who's dead. And hey, it's preparing for the next phases of the MCU. Wanda's going to be in Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, which sounds bloody awesome. I'm looking forward to it. And surprisingly, I really enjoyed WandaVision. It was a great experience. I watched it. Would I watch it again, though? Probably not, because I like the action in the cinematic universe. I love action.
Right, because it took a little bit to sort of set in and get into the meat a little bit.
That's right, because WandaVision was not about the action in itself. And there was really no, I guess, the way they make the character building, the action in it wouldn't really make sense.
Make
sense at all, actually. Right. Yeah. But then you have something like, let's say, Falcon and the Winter Soldier. And that one seems it would make more sense to have action in there.
Oh,
and
pure action. Yeah, what story? I just want to see some stuff explode.
Yeah, well, there you go. But surprisingly, WandaVision, enjoyed it. I was happy to have binged all 9 episodes. Good thing I waited until they all came out. So that was all good. That's what I did. That was probably the most memorable thing I did. The rest was just work.
Well, speaking of TV and work, I guess, technically. So mega super huge company, MGM, that's the one with the lion. You know that lion that goes, rah. That's my excellent lion impression. They are teaming up with just a little company from Korea called SM Entertainment to do a sort of an Australian Idol, an American Idol show, but for K-pop.
Yeah, so from what I'm reading, they're doing, it's like they're employing people to join their next subunit of NCT. And NCT already has about 23 members?
Right, yes. Across something like 4 groups, yes.
Yeah.
Subgroups, I should say, yeah.
23 members and in the main and subgroups. So that's NCT 127, NCT U,
NCT Dream, yes.
And WayV, by the way.
Yes, right.
Yes, WayV. So they've got too many. Come on, man. And now they're doing another one at Hollywood. I believe they're going to call it NCT Hollywood as well.
Yeah, but this is really groundbreaking. SM with NCT, I'm actually kind of loving what they've done with NCT because they always said, we want to make this a universal group. We want to make this a very different group to anything that's ever been attempted. And over the years, I got to say, they're sort of doing that with NCT.
Yeah, well, attempt it in the world of K-pop or just in the world of music? Because I'm sure in the world of music, what they're doing is not necessarily crazy.
Fair, fair.
Yeah.
But...
because they, the thing, the difference is just that they're doing it on a television program outside of Korea.
Yeah, whereas, and that's truly groundbreaking. That is seriously groundbreaking stuff, you know? Like, just the other month, a trending hashtag was Stop Asian Hate. In other words, Americans were saying, you know, oh, there's so much racism out there, I'm being attacked as an Asian. Yet, at the same time, we've got awesome companies like SM, MGM, trying to celebrate Asian culture and bring it to the masses of American, of the West, by being on TV, running a TV show dedicated to Asian pop kind of stuff. Amazing.
Right, yeah, well, I guess you've, I see you've changed my mind a bit about there. And you're not wrong. It's also a great way to see how different the American style of singing and dancing, the world that that the West encompass versus how the East or how K-pop handle it. Because we all know in the West, if you go on YouTube and you watch like these dancers try to copy a choreography, right? But one of the advice given to these people who are just trying to copy the style is you don't copy it exactly. You just copy or learn the choreography, but then you have your own style. So it's never actually exactly the same. That's the Western way. Whereas in the East, where it's much more group heavy, so you're always trying to, everyone's in sync, knife-like.
So true.
There's less of a personal style, right, that you would see. Very different from the West. You look at groups and in the West, and you can pick out their styles. You look at groups in the East, you're not going to tell what style they are unless you watch their variety shows, right?
Right, right, right.
Yeah, so that's going to be very interesting in how they will perceive the Western style of singing. Well, I guess singing won't be that different, but...
Oh, no, I actually think, yeah, like the entire thing, there might be a clash. There might be clashes of, say, opinion, taste. There might be clashes in...
culture.
Yeah, exactly, in culture.
Right. Remember Jay Park?
Right. Jay Park. Right. He's a perfect example of that. Although I would argue that he took that individual personal of the West and just sort of ran with it in his later career, I would argue. He sort of went... yeah, I'm going to embrace that and make the most of that.
You think some of the Americans will say, oh, my idol, the person I look up to is Jay Park. And then the world of K-pop is like, Jay Park, he's not that great. You should be looking up to him.
Oh, man.
Oh, you Westerners.
Well, who? Yeah, I guess who would they look up to? I think... even regardless of their ethnicity, they will sort of cite the big male pop artists. Maybe if they're older, Justin Timberlake, but more likely maybe Adam Levine they might say is an influence, or they might look up to Ed Sheeran, I think. I wouldn't be surprised, to put it that way.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and then the other thing is, you remember when contracts for the world of K-pop lasted 15 years?
Right, that was common, at least, or at least it used to be, yeah.
Yeah, well, you think it'll still be? Well, you're going to... there will be Americans leaving NCT Hollywood because their contract is 15 years.
Oh, man, like, I'd love to be in that room for that meeting. All these suits sort of sitting down with the person who wins the show, or people, I don't know how many they're looking for, but I guess a subunit's worth, so let's say three. And they sit down with them and like, all right, here's the contract. It expires in 2035. And they're just, maybe.
They're okay. 13, they're 15 years just nonstop learning, singing and dancing. And then, suddenly they get kicked out because they're not Asian enough. I don't know, whatever. Whatever reason you want to make up. But... I mean,
oh, that's the other part of it. How do they integrate into NCT? Like,
yes.
There's a lot of issues in a way with doing things this way. However, like, NCT professionals, we're not going to have Well, hopefully not. But then again, it might be a Tiara situation where suddenly they're bullying members. There's a lot of culture shock coming our way. And that's exactly what you just highlighted with the West having this culture and the East very much generally having this culture.
It's definitely a clash of different styles altogether. But it's also a great way to show it, to make people be aware of it. And then to be able to recover or learn from it. If there's a mistake that's happening or an argument, then you try to solve it this way. It doesn't work. You try to solve it that way. And if that works, and then everyone's aware of, okay, if a situation like this arises, we can solve it that way. And that works. So it's good because it allows these opportunities for everyone to really learn from it. It's definitely new. And hey, I wish I was 18. And living
Don't we all?
And living in Hollywood.
I would love to not wake up and go, as I get out of bed. That would be great.
My knees. Ooh. I don't think they'll be employing three. They've got to be employing like about a group worth.
Yeah.
It's NCT Hollywood.
You're right. Hey, this will be an amazing show. It's actually exciting. I'm excited for TV again. And I can't say that for the past few years, but yeah, it's great.
For sure. I agree, man.
So Big Bang and Seungri, we have some news regarding that, which it's gone a bit quiet since Seungri's court case regarding the sun, burning sun, and that whole fiasco with human trafficking and what have you, allegations.
Prostitution, right?
Yes, those allegations as well. But now, April 25th, so something interesting happened on Big Bang's Facebook, which is they made a change. They changed the Facebook profile picture. And that's interesting because it included Seungri. You'd think in the fallout of all of these allegations, the new profile picture would sort of quietly leave him out of it. But he's in there.
Well, first of all, Seungri's technically left the group too.
Right, that too. That too. So
he's left the group.
This can mean one of two things. They're making a comeback and Seungri will at least have recordings on the songs. He might not perform with them live, but they're there. Or this is sort of moving them into a legacy space where if you like them on Facebook, you're simply showing your love for a group that used to exist, not one that still exists. Right?
Yeah, man.
It's an interesting idea to still include Seungri. I just cannot see that not ruffling some feathers. Like, it's kind of bold. It's gutsy to do that.
Yeah, no, I agree. There's another one. I have a feeling that they will top the charts if they come back, but it will just set a bad precedent for more ex-cons to make money.
Oh, wow, that's a good one.
So these are comments are just from random people that are commenting about the situation. They're not like journalists or anything, but man, it's some harsh reality as well. Do you think it would actually create a precedent for that? Ex-cons coming back and people forgive them?
Nah, and I'm sure there's more examples in history of that happening, especially in the variety world. So, or comedian world, like some of the comedians, at least in the Western world, they get caught with drugs or something, but then they come back and it's all fine. You know, that does happen. That is a part of any culture. But look, this is fresh. This is hot, this whole burning sun case. So Seungri shouldn't be in that profile pic, especially if JD, Top, Daesung, Taeyong have been secretly working on music as Big Bang. They need to understand this scandal. It's a big deal. It's a huge crime. It's not a petty crime like they stole a $2 candy bar once. Seungri's been accused of some very major worldwide crimes. So
in saying that, I believe the other members of Big Bang have also had their own little problems, right?
Absolutely, yes. They've well, that's the thing. It's murky. It's all accusations, allegations. So take that for what you will. Like, are they really guilty, you know? So
We have a comment saying, well, everyone except Taeyong should leave the group.
Because what's Taeyong done? He's gotten married.
Oh, man. Pretty much. Look, there's no way we're going to make an episode that's just Big Bang. Because Big Bang has gone quite a few allegations and accusations and scandals. So it's more likely we might even do an episode for each member, with the exception of Taeyong.
That sounds like a great idea. We should workshop that later.
Like, considering the amount of content they would have, you know what I mean?
You know, you're sort of kind of touching on something that I feel, especially after seeing G-Dragon live a few years back, well, many years back, they maybe should just be solo from now on. Now that they've gotten their success as Big Bang, the individuals should now just go on their own individual creative endeavors, whatever they may be, clothing company, music, because they're great. Their solo stuff. Taeyong's solo stuff, amazing. G-Dragon's solo stuff, amazing. Even Tops is quite amazing. Even though he's just sort of the rapper member, like, he doesn't really produce in general and all that. So, yeah, just go do your own individual things, guys. Big Bang, we're gonna have to put to bed, I feel, after this Seungri scandal.
Oh, how long have they been out for, man? Big Bang is a veteran group. They were out since...
That too.
Whoa, hold up. Big Bang...
06.
Really? 06?
06.
Yeah, so Big Bang, one of the oldies. They have a lot of history.
And you know, if they leave now, it's on a way more positive note than if they come back after this Seungri thing.
Sort of like the girl group Sister leaving on a high.
Absolutely. Even 21 arguably leaving on a high. I know they had some controversies, but... Yeah, I think that they should put it to bed, pack it away. I've heard that GD's already been producing a little bit, G-Dragon, I mean, so, yeah.
Well, that's Big Bang. All right, well.
A quick message from your boy, Sean. We have just started a Buy Me a Coffee. And I know what you're thinking. What the hell is that? Well, it is a way to throw a couple bucks our way to show your support, show your appreciation for the Amazeballs podcast that is How Not to K-Pop. Links in the description, links on our Instagram at SepatorProd. Click on that, donate if you can. We love you. Thanks so much for the support. All right, back at it. So we are talking about me, Henry.
Yeah, because you've been hella, you've been having your own WandaVision.
I've been having my own WandaVision. Yep, I got transported to a sitcom that is my life, 100%.
I believe your life is kind of like a sitcom.
You know what? Yeah, let's talk about it. So just before we started recording, I locked myself out of the house as well as my partner, and we did not have our phone. We did not have our keys. She had her car keys, thank the Lord. So we hightailed it to the in-laws' house, the parents' house, and they called a locksmith, and the rest is history. I'm now inside my house recording this. I'm not outside.
Yeah, so this guy, so Sean bloody... I'm waiting for Sean. He says, oh, we're going to get ready at 8:30 tonight.
Yeah, get keyed. Yeah.
I'm on at 8:30. I'm waiting for this guy for an hour and 10 minutes. I'm like, what the hell's going on? I'm like, all right, maybe he's just setting some stuff up. So I just wait. I wait for an hour and 10 minutes. He hops on and he's like, yo, 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 yo. Like nothing happened. And only halfway through recording this, I realize, ah, right. Sean just messaged me on my phone saying that he locked himself out of his own house.
Go me. We were just going out to the car, me and my partner, just to get an air fryer that was gifted to us by a super nice coworker. Yeah, I just mindlessly closed the door, and that was that. We were locked out.
neutral karma. So when something good happens, something bad happens alongside to really cancel it out.
Oh, thanks, universe.
Mate. You've been really busy. What's been happening?
Yeah, it's been a wild ride. I've gone through a couple jobs. I left an old job at a cafe for a different job at an old cafe I used to work at before the cafe I left. if you can follow that at all. And it's all because I wasn't getting shifts and I actually got messaged as I was starting to look around for other jobs by an old coworker saying, hey, you want to come back? Yes, please. That's the way it went. So to put my old dad hat on, don't be a jerk. Be nice to people you meet. You never know when they're going to come in handy.
Yeah, there are some bridges that you can burn. but then there are some bridges you should probably just let it build. Yeah, you never know when you might need to go back to the work that you didn't want to do, because the future work is just not that great. So you gotta go back to the old job that was, it turns out it's actually better than you thought.
Yeah, and as a really, really smart dude who's now in Japan just sort of wondering, once told me, you can't eat pride. So that's very true. So I did have to put my ego to the side and go back to my old work, but I'm happy as Larry. Like, I'm earning the amount of money I can to eat and pay rent, and that's all I need right now, so I'm happy.
Well, I do want to quickly mention is that the coffee shop that you worked at, that you currently work at now, I used to visit, I used to visit during my time at university when I had to do exams. So what happened was, exam period, the exams were held in a gym on the other side of the city, and it was like 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock starts. Either way, my sister would give me a lift in the morning to the station. That's where I would take a tram to get to that gym to do my exams. However, my sister started early, so I would get to the coffee shop, get to the station, at about 7 in the morning. So I had 2 hours to kill.
So you're waking up at like 5 a.m.-ish on the day of your freaking exam.
Yeah.
You need coffee. I'm glad there's even a coffee shop around for you. That's great.
Yeah.
I wouldn't survive.
Hey, that coffee shop was open. It was nice and warm. It was relaxed. The music was great. The food was great. I always get the ham and cheese croissant and I always get a nice hot chocolate.
Classic.
Coffee, I don't really need coffee. Hot chocolate does me well anyway.
You're a madman. I would need coffee in that scenario. In fact, I would just say to my sister, you know what? You do the exam. Right now, the state I'm in, you actually probably know more than me about real estate law.
But yeah, so I just, when you told me that you were working at that coffee shop now, I was like, whoa, small world, because I used to go there. Not to work, but to actually enjoy the food, enjoy the drinks.
Hey, once again, don't be a jerk, small world. Why are we scaring people? I don't know. But yes, we have some more news in the K-pop world. IZONE.
I believe IZONE is actually a Japanese group.
Awkward. This is a Korean group. IZONE, let's see, April 29th, they called it quits. They're out of here. Yes. No surprise, I gotta say. Not surprised at all. In fact, I swear the original intention was they were this sort of temporary group of Korean and Japanese, and it was formed from a competition show, Mnet's Produce 48, which was sort of, how can you put it, a collaboration between Japan's AKB 48 and that whole umbrella, as well as Korean K-pop super mega company Mnet.
Trainees.
Yes.
Trainees. Mnet is not a... Well, Mnet doesn't really train trainees. They don't have idols. But, yeah, so you're talking about different... Like, for example, you have YG trainees. You might have...
Okay. I guess to put it a different way, it's a little bit like the MGM and SM. So that's TV company working with entertainment company. That's sort of what I meant. So it's the AKB 48 entertainment company working with the TV station Mnet. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. And then you, with AKB 48, the Japanese girl group that on its own originally had over 100 members. There's a reason why they had 100 members, and that was because they would split between like something like morning, afternoon, night to do shows, something like that. But I'm not really.
That's sort of what they're all about. AKB, their success is sort of somewhat attributed to a lot of factors, but one of them being that as a fan, you could go and see them in the flesh quite often. And you could get all these sort of member perks, I guess you'd call them, just by showing up and loving the group. And that's how they created this empire, just by having faces often.
Yeah, with that success, they also have what, SKT?
Oh, pick a three letters, and there's probably 48 attached.
ABC,
NGT, SKE. And these are areas of Japan. In other words, they were smart enough to not just be Tokyo or Akihabara, to be more specific, like SKE, NGT is Niigata. They had all these specific locations so that fans could touch base with the members in real life, not just see them on TV, which they were always on as well. So they did a really great job promoting themselves on a personal level.
So those are the two factions, we'll say. We've got the Japanese girl group, AKB48, which spans a whole number of trainees as well. And then you've got Korean, you know, K-pop trainees from different K-pop companies like YG, SM, for example. So IZONE, being a makeup of these, a mixture of the winners of the show, have released songs like Lavi and Rose, Valletta, and also Panorama. I believe Panorama is one of their latest before their disbandment. So
they were all huge, all these tracks. I remember all of them on the music shows, being big. These are all hits. They were a huge group. They were massively popular.
Yeah, did you have a favorite member?
No, honestly. I never got overly into them, but I did think it was cool that Sakura Miyawaki was a member of the group, because she's kind of big in the AKB world, so it's almost like having a celebrity, at least on the Japanese side, in a K-pop group. That was just a really interesting thing to see play out. It was really cool.
Yeah, my favorite member was Kwon Eunbi.
Nice.
Well, here's the thing. I remember when everyone saw Kwon Eunbi immediately, they were like, ooh, she looks like Red Velvet's Irene.
Okay, so she's hot. Yep. Yeah. Keep going. Any other reasons?
So, also, Kwon Eunbi is the leader of IZONE. Well, was, because they're disbanded now.
I think you like that leader energy, Henry.
Hell yeah.
You really, you dig it.
I like him hot, attractive, and a leader. Someone who can douche, okay?
Like Girls' Generation's Taeyeon, you've always said, she cool.
Right. She cool, man. She cool. She cool. I wanna, then from Tiara, there was Eunjung. She was an actress, by the way. She was an actress first. So that's got that adaptability in her. Her ability to do things, to adapt to different situations. For a leader, you know, you can adapt. You need to be able to adapt to different situations if you want to be able to lead. And yeah, Kwon Eunbi, loved her. She was attractive. She looked attractive. Her personality was just as attractive. And, you know, she's got that leadership quality in her as well. And I enjoy that. So that's my boom.
This group was so big. Is part of them disbanding simply the members, not the company necessarily, but maybe the members are like, hey, my original company, be it Cube or YG, have hit me up saying, hey, we're making a new girl group. We want you in it. I got to leave this group now. Is that sort of what's going on, you think? Because I see it was only for 2 years that they existed. That's quite short. Is it just due to that?
What I've read is that you have competing companies, right? So again, for the Korean trainees, you've got different companies like YG, SM, etc. They have their trainees in there, but they're still the trainees of those companies. So when guys are put, when they're contracted into, let's say, 2 years or 3 years as this one amalgamated group.
Right, they haven't left their company.
That's right. They're still part of their original contract with their main company. So this is more like, congratulations, you won a competition. You get a chance to be a K-pop idol for a short period of time, even though you're going to be a K-pop idol in your own company anyway. But this is, you know, after their contract ends, they break up, they get to do another competition show, make a new group, money comes flowing in, you know how it is. It's a great way to give people and the trainees opportunity to become idols, especially because of how competitive the world of K-pop is. Whereas AKB48, all the trainees there, they're already doing their stuff. I mean, there's one episode where on the Produce 48, the song AKB48's Heavy Rotation played. All the members of the AKB48 just stood up and did the dance like no problems. You don't have that with the K-pop trainees, man. You don't have that.
Fair.
Yeah, so that's, you know, it's interesting. And they're going to be doing something like Produce 48, but it's going to be MGM with SM. That's Hollywood, NCT Hollywood, right?
Oh, yeah. Yes. You said a lot of things. I'm locked out of my brain. Yep.
Like how you're locked out of your house.
Look, you move fast. K-pop, it moves fast. You can only be relevant for so long unless you're an EXO or a BTS or even arguably a 21 because we're still talking about them. It's probably the right time for IZ*ONE to move on, actually. Even though they're sort of peaking. I think that, yeah, we're just moving too fast. They might be relevant now. They might be irrelevant in a month, in 2 months. So jump ship, make some new groups. That'll be amazing because you've already got that popularity of your current group. So why not just shoot off? And then Henry will be searching up Boombi and be like, oh, she's in this group now. I'm going to listen to them.
Well, here's the thing. There's IZ*ONE and there's also X1. X1 being the boys' version. So with IZ*ONE, this the one we're talking about right now, IZ*ONE, the girls didn't want to disband. They actually wanted to stay together, but only because of the contract, they just, you know, they had to, of course. X1 had a whole slew of other problems, and that is probably a story for another day. But in regards to disbandment, just know that for IZ*ONE, these girls, they enjoyed spending the time together, learning, singing, and dancing, and debuting together. They wanted to stay as a group, but unfortunately, you know, because of the contract, they couldn't anymore. That's not saying they can't meet up and still be friends and hang out. It's just contract-wise, under IZ*ONE, it's officially disbanded, which is unfortunate, because then you have the Japanese members, they go back to Japan. It makes you wonder how they can keep in touch with the Japanese former members.
Yeah, it's definitely sad in that way. And it's sad how disposable it makes them as a group, as individuals even. This show came, they got in, and 2 years later, it's up, they leave. It's harsh. It's harsh out there. But I totally understand from a business perspective. But you're right, on that personal level, we don't know if they'll keep in touch, and that's a little sad. They can just sort of hold these 2 years in their memories and hopefully not forget.
There's no reason why they can't, in the future, do something and really surprise their fans again with a reunion, an IZ*ONE reunion.
Wow. That'd be nice. Already talking about the reunion. All right. Let's move on to a legendary group, one of my favorite groups. There's some news regarding them that I'm being a little indulgent, and I'm just going to say it. A Pink. Oh, 10 years. Woo! 10 years as a group. However, there has been a slight change. The member Naeun, who has always been known for her looks and has acted a little bit as well, she's moving to YG. Company for the acting as an actress. And that makes sense. YG, massive company. They were one of the big three when that was still a term that even made sense. Thanks, Big Hit. And they are connected in the drama world, and everyone is still getting to be together as A-Pink. It's an awesome move. I support it. Good luck to Naeun.
So A-Pink being a six-member group, five of them renewed their contract. One decided to leave and possibly join YG. We don't know if Naeun is joining YG yet. Apparently, the article only says that they are still in talks.
Yes. Now, it seems likely that YG would sign, because why wouldn't you? Naeun has currency. She has value. To put a business cap on, would love her to be part of my company. She has a fan base, and so any drama she's in or any appearance she makes will probably be profitable, most likely. So I would definitely hire her.
Yeah, you know what, Son Naeun? If you want to try something new and help us help you as well, Son Naeun, get in contact with Sepultor Productions.
Oh, yeah? Hit us up, slide into our DMs, yeah.
Is it okay if I use Sepultor Productions to get in contact with Choa on her YouTube channel?
I'm going to X that. I'm going to say no. Oh, it's fun being a boss. All right.
Yes, but there's someone who's a bigger boss than you, Sean. You know who that is? Your mum.
Oh, okay.
No, literally, because not long ago we had Mother's Day, at least on the day of recording.
This amazing. Shouts out all the mothers out there. My mum listens to the pod, by the way, Henry.
My mum has no idea what I'm doing.
Gee.
She doesn't. All she cares about is what I buy her for Mother's Day. So, what have you done for Mother's Day?
It was very much a lunch that I paid for, kind of dealio. We had this awesome Malaysian food, and I got her some coloring because she likes to do that to de-stress, which has some scientific proof to it. If you color it, it helps in practicing mindfulness.
You're talking about coloring books?
Like adult coloring books, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I got her some of those.
I've always been curious about doing, trying out those coloring books again. It's been such a long time. Or even playing Lego, you know.
It's been a long time since I've been relaxed. Yeah. So should definitely get on that.
I don't think my mom cares for either of them. The only thing she cares about is a new car or something. In saying that, for Mother's Day, for what I got for my mom was, so my mom is born the year of the horse, and at the place I work at sells some figurines, crystal figurines. Two of them are horses. Well, the zebras, really. So you got the mother zebra and the young baby zebra. Total $1,000.
So, extra? That is dropping serious heat on Mother's Day. What?
And also, she goes to me, I also want this watch. So I'm like, all right, it's $500. Great. So totaling $1,500.
My Mother's Day limit is maybe $20. What is this, $1,000?
So I got that stuff for her. We're currently in talks of seeing what kind of display cabinet we can get to display some of the crystal figurines that we currently have. Now, display cabinet's probably another $1,000 minimum, and then we'll have to find space for it. But yeah, so that's what I got for my mom. But what I have also told her is that for the rest of this year, she ain't getting anything else. Alright. Maybe we'll still take her out to eat food, like something to celebrate, let's say, her birthday. And she also celebrates her lunar birthday as well. So she's got two birthdays.
Henry, people forget as well. Sure, right now she's saying, oh, okay, this is it for the year. Fair enough. You know, she sees something in a catalog. Oh, Henry, that looks nice.
She just gave me $100 to tell me to buy a ring for her. she don't care. Either way, and I'm going to have to buy the ring anyway. And Dad's like, are you buying another ring? It's just, yeah, that's my mom. But yeah, and don't think that I'm loaded. I am not loaded. Most of my money is gone. It's gone. It's just gone. All right. But yeah, so that was my mother's day. We did take her out to dinner as well. So that was good. It was at a location. It was a really nice restaurant. But unfortunately, the restaurant wasn't. Either their contract was up for their rental, or they just weren't making enough of the money during the COVID period to stay renting that location. Either way, we ended up having one last dinner there at that restaurant. It was still very nice. And then a few days later, on the Mother's Day, we decided to just have pizza. Just, you know, nice, good old fashioned.
Oh, I love it. It's that kind of stuff that really warms your heart and makes you feel great. Just eating that comfortable food together. It's an amazing occasion. And Mother's Day is great. It really reminds you, talk to your mum. Especially if you're an adult, you've moved out, or even Henry, like, you're just in your room all day binging WandaVision. So yeah, you got to get out and just have a chat to your mum. She's awesome.
Yeah, that's right. I don't even need to go out and talk to my mom. She just opens the door, walks in, and starts talking to me just like that. No problems. So I ain't fussed. and also to everyone else, all the mothers who are currently listening as well, happy belated Mother's Day. Hope you guys had a great time too. Celebrated it, you know, happily with your family, with your friends as well. So, and also, we would love to hear what you guys did for your Mother's Day. Why not message in?
For sure.
How can they contact us.
On our Insta, at SepatorProd, SepatorProd.
P-R-O-D. You're a boss, you created that. I told you, why don't you just make it how not to keep. All right.
If you search it up, it does turn up, by the way, so.
All right.
Yeah, search how not to K-pop if you want. Love you, Mum. You're amazing.
Love you too, Mum. Anyway, that was our Mother's Day talk. I hope everyone had a great Mother's Day. And, yeah.
That's it for this episode. Hope you enjoyed How Not to K-Pop. It was a fun ride. It was really great to be recording again after so long. I'm sorry, Henry.
Well, that's okay, man. We're back into recording when we have the time. And I know that next episode... I binged WandaVision, right? Now, in the next episode, I'd like to talk about me binging this game, which I feel was a very big copyright infringement on the looks of these girls from one or two girl groups in a game, a visual novel, that we'll go on about a little bit more in detail in the next episode.
Look forward to it. If you can, buy us a coffee, link in the description. Rate, review, subscribe. It's all free. That part's free. Rating, reviewing, subscribing. It's all free. On your favorite podcast app, whatever that may be. How Not to K-Pop. I'm Sean. That's Henry.
Yeah.
Till next time.